B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, yeah, it's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop. Dave Joel dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. Now, it happens to be a game night, but it's also a Thursday. And on Thursday at this time, we dip into the world of fantasy football with our man, the great Eric Carabell from ESPN.com. And that he's brought to us by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
What a double bonus here. We get Eric Carabell on a Thursday. We also have an Eagle game to analyze. Hello, Eric. How are we doing?
I'm great, Mike. How are you doing?
Fantastic. All right. Any takers with the personnel in tonight's game?
There's a couple. I mean, it shouldn't be all that aesthetically pleasing to watch, but I do think you can make the case for Wentz. He's not in my top 10 quarterbacks, but the Giants aren't very good, and they're tough to run on. So Wentz is going to be thrown 40 times in this game. Boston Scott, if you're desperate for a flex option, should get some passes in this game. Obviously, Fulgham, you have to play. No tight end. On the Giants side, Darius Slayton, a good play for the Giants. And their tight end, Evan Engram, has done nothing this season, but I don't know how the Eagles are going to cover him. They have a terrible linebacker play. So Evan Engram is actually a pretty good play tonight. This should not be a high-scoring game. This should be like 20-17. Neither of these teams are going to score a ton of points tonight.
Okay. Let's look at the card then before we get to our questions, which are abundant.
Yeah.
What major advantages do you see in the quarterback, running back, and receiver as far as mismatches? And who, in other words, who can't you not play?
I mean, I think it's still a quarterback. It's the main guys you normally play. There's no big surprises here. There's a couple guys that are wild cards. Matt Ryan looked good last week. Does that mean he's back now to face Detroit? Tom Brady looked great last week. I haven't ranked in my top 10. Not everybody does. And that battle between Pittsburgh and Tennessee, the unbeaten, Ryan Tannehill is really, really good, people. He's the number two quarterback in fantasy since he became the starter for Tennessee in week 7 last season. That means you got to rely on him now. He's a top 10 fantasy quarterback ahead of Carson Wentz, ahead of Cam Newton now, ahead of a lot of other guys. So if Tannehill's sitting on free agency in your league, you really ought to pick him up, if for no other reason, to block him from an opponent.
That's interesting. Tannehill. Coming up, yeah, I guess you're right about that.
Numbers don't lie. Yeah. Numbers are there for him every week.
You know, there were a lot of people that had semi-success with Ryan Fitzpatrick, and of course he's been demoted, and he's heartbroken, he said, and we'll talk about this a little later in the show.
Tragic,
but Tua, it is tragic. Tua is in, so what do you think?
Well, Tua's not going to do anything this week. They're on a bye. But I do think after that, the next three games after this week's bye is going to be two games against the L.A. teams and one against Arizona. And those three teams rush the passer really well. So I'm not calling Tagovailoa a really good fantasy pickup because for the next 4 weeks, he shouldn't do all that much. Nothing this week and then three tough games. But look for him in December. But quarterback's so deep. I mean, I still think I'd rather have Andy Dalton because at least he's got a lot of weapons there. He's a clear starter there. But you don't want either of those guys anytime soon. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right, let's get to some questions here. Ask Eric Joe says, who's a good fill-in option for Brady if the Bucs can't play?
Well, I mean, every week if this team can't play. I mean, Carolina's got, cut to positive tests, too. I mean, if you want some sleepers at quarterback, again, Tannehill's still available, like 40% of ESPN Standard League. Justin Herbert, the rookie for the Chargers as well. I think Joe Burrow will do better against Cleveland this week, certainly than his opponent will. Baker Mayfield, Garoppolo looked good last week. I don't think I would recommend Daniel Jones. He's looking horrible all season long. So there are quarterbacks, and Andy Dalton's still available. He's facing Washington this week, a much easier opponent. He should do better than he did in his first start.
All right, that leads me to this question, then. Steven wants to know, Gardner Minshew or Joe Burrow?
I've got Minshew generally ranked above Burrow. I have him two spots ahead this week, but neither are close to my top 10.
Okay. A.J. Green or CeeDee Lamb, Mike wants to know.
I do not want to rely on A.J. Green. I know he was fine last week. I think it was more matchup-based. To me, CeeDee Lamb gets his targets every week. When he gets in the open field, he puts up numbers. Again, I think Dallas will have success moving the football. I would take the rookie Lamb.
All right. Colin wants to know, it's a full PPR. Tyler Boyd or Jamison Crowder?
You know, in PPR, Crowder's pretty good, but I do think Boyd is a little bit of a better option. Both of them in my top 25 receivers this week. So if you can get both in your lineup, that'd be good. But I still lean a little bit towards Boyd.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, Willie, would you play Aaron Rodgers after his clunker against Tampa or Deshaun Watson this week?
I have Watson ranked ahead of Rodgers by one spot. Generally, I'm going to go with Watson. But again, Rodgers faces a terrible Houston pass defense. So Houston's at home. I'll take Watson, but it's a close one there.
All right, Mike. Nick Foles or Jared Goff?
Oh, my goodness. Nick Foles question still. Let me look at my rankings. I don't see Nick Foles. I don't see him anywhere. Don't play Nick Foles, people. Don't play him in fantasy. Now, Goff, I have Goff number 24, so he's not a good option either. You know, but
you just dismissed Foles. Nicky.
Well,
after his impassioned speech last week.
Mike, we're not talking about winning Super Bowls. We're talking about fantasy statistics. And Nicky Foles is not helping you in fantasy.
All right. I got you. Brandt checks in. I'm a 10-person PPR league. I need to start two running backs out of these four. Devontae Freeman, Boston Scott, Jerick McKinnon, Philip Lindsay.
My goodness. None are awesome options. Boston Scott is the highest ranked of these options for me right now. And Devontae Freeman is second, which means you're playing the two running backs for tonight's game. But I don't heartily recommend either of them. Lindsay's the backup to Melvin Gordon. McKinnon, San Francisco's got all kinds of running backs. But, yeah, I'd go with tonight's running backs. But I wouldn't feel good.
I think I know the answer to this because you already favored Gardner Minshew. But Bill wants to know if he should start Wentz tonight or Minshew on Sunday.
I have Wentz one spot ahead of Minshew.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably go with Wentz tonight. But I don't see him throwing for like 250 yards or more than two touchdowns. I think it'll be an average performance enough to win. But he doesn't need to come from behind like he did the past couple weeks and throw for over 300 yards and three scores. I don't see that happen.
All right. Let's go to Twitter now for some quick hits. Michael wants to know, Carson Wentz or Matt Stafford this week?
Oh, it's Stafford by a good bunch.
All right. Fulgham or Kupp?
Oh, it's generally Cooper Kupp. The two LA receivers for the Rams, I like them more.
All right, David Johnson versus Green Bay or Devin Singletary versus the Jets?
I'd say it's Johnson because Singletary has shown nothing, and just because they're playing the Jets doesn't mean a whole lot there.
All right, DJ Gabe wants to know, he needs two out of three, DeAndre Swift, Melvin Gordon, or Devontae Freeman?
There, I would sit Freeman.
Okay. Pat, PPR league, since Sanders is out, do I roll with Boston Scott, James White, or J.D. McKissick?
James White would be my first choice. Scott would be my second.
All right, Jeffrey, Juju Smith-Schuster has disappeared. Is he worth starting, or is he worth putting on the trading block?
You're not going to get much in a trade at this point. I mean, their rookie Claypool is much more valuable. But as for this week, I mean, tell me another option. Jameson Crowder? Sure. Robert Woods? Sure. Claypool? Sure. But, you know, I don't know how to sit him otherwise.
All right. This is a big question on Twitter from Jeff. Mahomes for Kamara and Teddy Bridgewater trade.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense because Kamara is scoring more points and Bridgewater is a decent fill-in for Mahomes there. So, yeah, I'd rather have Kamara than Mahomes because you can get a quarterback easily.
Okay. Rob, Boston Scott or DeAndre Swift?
I have him ranked in almost the exact same spot. Mm. I still think the Eagles have no pass screen game and they can't run the ball. So I think it's probably Swift. I just don't expect Boston Scott to do a ton tonight.
All right. I guess he means the Allen that is the starter for Washington because he's asking Andy Dalton or Allen.
Well, if it's Josh Allen of Buffalo who has struggled the past 2 weeks, it's Josh Allen. If it's Dalton or Kyle Allen of Washington, there I would go with Dalton.
Okay. All right. Shane just got offered Edwards, Smith, Hilaire, or Edwards-Helaire and Juju for Freeman and Chark. Should I take this?
I want the Clyde side. Let's put it that way. That Chiefs rookie running back is really good. He's second in the league in rushing. Le'Veon Bell's back. If he means nothing to Clyde, you want the Clyde side there.
All right.
I want the Freeman side.
All right. Yeah. Tyler Boyd or Justin Jackson in a flex in a full-point PPR?
I think it's Boyd in a PPR. Justin Jackson, the Chargers running back, not a whole lot of receptions. Should be good this week, but Boyd's still a better option.
All right, just two more here. Fulgham tonight or Deontay Johnson, Dre wants to know.
It's not Deontay Johnson. He's been hurt the past couple of weeks. He's now third on the depth chart at wide receiver. I would go as Fulgham.
All right, and final question. Pick two. David Johnson, Drake Jacobs.
Jacobs has to be first, obviously. He's a top 10 guy. I would say Drake over Johnson. Drake looked great against on the last game there. I would say Drake over David Johnson. Definitely Jacobs.
All righty. Okay, now with the Raiders game and the COVID scare, should the fantasy players do?
Well, you're probably not going to use anybody from tonight's game in place of Josh Jacobs. I mean, obviously, look at the news on Sunday morning. We're not going to know the result of this until Sunday, and they'll probably try to push it to Monday or Tuesday before they cancel it. So, for now, you don't do anything.
All right. Sounds good. Eric, great stuff as usual. The quickest 10 minutes in sports radio history. And so tonight, do you like the Eagles?
I like the Eagles to win but not cover. It's a field goal game to me.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, E.
Take it easy.
Eric Carabel, Matt, brought to us by
Family and Company Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, make Family and Company Jewelers your first stop for your fantasy engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.